Now, though, we've got another voice in studio this morning, voice of the Catholic High Bears, and I will start off with a correction. You made mention to me, Dixon McMakin's in the house. He's running for state representative in District 68, but got to start with this. I said the 1-3 Catholic Bears. You tell me that Max Preps is wrong.
Correct. We're 2-2. Warren Easton had to forfeit 2-2 on the season. So
why did Warren Easton have to forfeit?
Ineligible player.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Go Bears.
The 2-2 Catholic High Bears who are taking on Northside tonight. Is that a home game?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Because my daughter asked if she can go to the game tonight, and I was like, yeah. And then I saw Catholic and Northside, but it did say where. So, all right. That'll be tonight on our sister station, 104.5 ESPN. Tomorrow, 8:30 a.m., early voting opens up, which is why you're here right now talking about running for state rep in District 68. So for those who don't know you yet, let's get to know you. Who's Dixon McMakin?
Yeah, Baton Rouge born, Catholic High School, LSU undergrad, LSU grad school. Got my JD MBA. Been working here in town, financial advisor for 13 years, working with small businesses, small business owners, insurance broker as well. Then a solo practitioner, McMakin Law Firm. I do estate work, so not a trial lawyer. Very big distinction there. Not a trial lawyer. Have not taken any trial lawyer money. Help people with wills, trusts, and things like that. And then, like you mentioned, you know, voice of the Bears and actually PA announcer for LSU Athletics as well. Sometimes I get to call the games. Pretty cool job to do that. Announce. Got to actually announce Kim Mulkey's first win in the PMAC, which was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, how'd you land that one?
You know, just an Italian voice, so that it helps. And but you know, that's all.
Wait. Your last name's McMakin.
True. Mom's maiden name's Balestrina.
There you go.
Emilia, North right. Italy, not Sicilian, but it's okay. But that's the things I do. But in town, very involved in the community and everything I've done around Baton Rouge and District 68. And now I want to take that bold leadership to the Capitol next year to represent the people of District 68.
We're talking with Dixon McMakin, who is running for state rep right now, or I should say, as of 8:30 tomorrow morning when early voting opens up. Dixon, I always find it interesting when I go to the candidate's website, when I look at the issues that are listed, to get a kind of an idea of what is on, you know, your front burner, what's on your back burner. First one you list is infrastructure and traffic. Obviously, being in Baton Rouge, this is going to be a big issue. Where do you want to take things?
Yeah, so District 68, if you think about it from a map standpoint, Jefferson Highway is your north border, Bayou de Planche, Perkins is your southern border. But then between those, you get Dalrymple exit, Acadian exit, College exit, Essen, Bluebonnet, Seguin, and PQ. So you are the traffic center, I would say, of the state of Louisiana. So if you're not forefront on traffic and trying to bring more infrastructure projects to Baton Rouge, then you're letting the people down of District 68. So that'll be something that'll be crucial for me at the Capitol. Another big issue we're seeing on the campaign trail, of course, is crime. You're not going to get anyone that backs the blue more than me or wants to go back, actually, to our waves of being tougher on criminals. That's something we've got to do right now in the state legislature. We've got to deter criminals more. Talking to the DAs and the police, what a shame it is that people get arrested, go to jail, then they're out maybe the next day or a couple days later. They get back to their friends and they say, hey, man, how you back already? Don't worry about it. We don't need the mentality in Louisiana and Baton Rouge of don't worry about it. I want them to start worrying again.
Amidst all the garbage that's going on with BRPD right now, this is something that Chief Murphy Paul has said on this show so repeatedly, like, I think he's tired of saying it. He's like, my guys are tired of arresting the same people over and over and over again. It has been a problem. Low bonds are a problem. No bonds are a problem. It's been rough. Now, the follow-up question I have on that, and I've had it for every candidate who's been in here, what's your lane there? Should you be elected as a state representative? Crime's local. What's your lane in the state legislature?
So crime, when they arrest them, is local, but setting the RS statutes for crime, that's set by the legislature. So we can go in there and we can set the punishments of what that may be. Mm-hmm. One of my visions is whatever that crime may be, we need it to be known in Louisiana. We have the toughest penalties on those crimes, and we're going to keep you there, as well as the bond issue, like you mentioned. All it takes is 12% to get out right now on a bond. So if a judge might put a criminal away for $100,000, all they need to get is $12,000 to get out. We've got to up that bond percentage as well to make it more difficult and more meaningful. Mm-hmm. When you get in trouble, that we're going to keep that bond there. We're going to keep you in prison.
We got Dixon McMakin in the studio, running for state representative over there in District 68. You list education as your number two here. Where we're at right now versus where we were, I think we're on the cusp of something that could be really, really good. I feel like we keep just like Charlie Brown kicking the football. It's all there. It's all set up. we just keep missing. What would you do differently?
Yeah, transformational period in state government next year. Republican governor, supermajority in the House and the Senate. Arkansas just did it under Governor Huckabee up there. School choice was one of her top issues. They got it done. Money should follow the child. It's same as with getting ESAs finally passed here in the state of Louisiana as well. I think we're going to see that as well. So when you have that going on, school choice, money follows the child, I think we can see a transformational period here for our schools in Louisiana. And I think that our government that we have set up with our Republicans that we're going to elect, I think we're going to get that done for everybody. Should be exciting times.
Expound on both of those, because school choice means different things to different people. My default position is charter schools. But a lot of times you'll find it, we had Buddy Mincy on yesterday. Okay. He's not a fan of bringing charter schools into where the district is already winning, or the district, putting out an A or a B school. There's no need for it there. What does school choice mean to you? How do you define it?
So I think it's always a need. You want to give families and parents the option, the best opportunity for their children to attend the school that they think best. So if you have a public school that's failing and you live near that public school, if there's no school choice, no options, then you got to go there. There's nothing else for you to do. So school choice to me is the parents having the opportunity mm-hmm. to take that money that should stay with the kid and go wherever they can go to best serve their needs.
Okay, that's another one where it's we're talking with Dixon McMakin. I get a little focus on education for just a minute. Money following the child. That's another one that can mean different things to different people as well. My default is always the ESA. Money doesn't follow the child. The money follows the taxpayer. The taxpayer has a child. How do you define money following the child?
So ESA, educational savings account, that's more on the person can do that. The family can do that. Mm-hmm. The money following the child is that if you have a child right now, you're paying into the government system for their education. And if they don't go to a public school, then that money is not following the child to the school they go to. I do believe your kids do not go to a public school.
Nope.
Is that correct?
That is correct. Three kids, all in private school, in Catholic schools.
And so your money that you're paying into that system is not following your child to that system. And that's what we want to try to get done for your kids and for all the kids in the state of Louisiana.
It's amazing seeing the money that I'm paying for Our Lady of Mercy and St. Joseph's Academy and the money I will one day pay to Catholic high school as well. It's best money I'm ever going to spend.
Right.
I'm continually amazed with their formation, not just student wise, but just as people. I'm never going to look back on it and regret a dollar of it. But at the same time, though, a lot of dollars go in that aren't that go into my taxes that aren't going into that. So being able to recoup any of it would be much, much appreciated.
And your kids will be like me one day. They'll say how blessed they were to have parents that had that opportunity to do that for them. Mm-hmm. Not every child has that opportunity, has the parents that can do that. But can we get them as close to that as possible with opportunity and choice? And that's what that means to me.
Dixon McMakin's with us, running for state representative in District 68. You mentioned insurance and tort reform as one of those issues that you rank as a pretty high priority. Let's start with why, and then let's start with how you, then we'd move to how you'd attack it.
So the why is easy. I'll give you a practical example. My mom the other day was shopping for new car insurance. She hasn't been a wreck in 20-something years, maybe even ever. It's going up $400 on her. She hasn't done anything going up $400. Of course, she texts me as the rep that's running now. Hey, you've got to fix this. Mom, we're working on it. I was one of the early people to back Tim Temple. Was really proud of that. I was all in on Tim Temple. I think his insurance mind and his experience is going to help us. Something I want to do, actually, I view it as a crash as well thing. So here's a bold thing. First time I'm saying this publicly. I think everyone, every 10 years, should have to go in and redo a driving test.
I'm down.
How about
that? I tell you what, every time I approach that roundabout, government at Lobdell, every time I approach that, I agree with that statement 100%. The number of people who don't know what yield means is amazing. So yeah, let's re-up. Let's go back to the, make sure we know what we're doing.
So looking under Tim Temple, another thing he's going to do, I think we can bring to all levels of state government as well, is this. He says, if Louisiana is the only state that does something, is it making us more efficient, more effective? Those are two of my pillars. And most of the time, the answer is going to be, no, it's not, because we're 49th, we're 50th in everything.
Right.
Some of the things we do where you can only do your insurance rates one time a year. We're the only state that does it that way. Other states allow you to ebb and flow, which you would normally do in the business world. So we need to bring that business mentality to some of these problems we have in insurance. I think under his leadership, I think we'll start to see an improvement there.
He's been a pretty interesting character. to be sure. And his comes out of the blocks, runs for the first thing, first time ever, and to use a gambling term, cover the number. Like, he lost 53-47 to Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon, who was the incumbent, was, you know, pretty savvy, pretty well-trained as a politician. And Tim, like, just walks in, and boom, there he is within a couple of points, within the margin of error, for, if you're looking at a lot of polls. Doesn't bail, sticks with it, and really has been reforming his ideas ever since then, and then unopposed. Like, that's throwing an elbow on a real level. So, what's your interaction been like? I mean, you're already out in front talking, because he's the insurance commissioner-elect.
I literally saw him yesterday.
Okay.
We've had a great bonding experience. He actually is a voter, lives in District 68, mm-hmm. so got to know him on that level as well. But just, I love his mind. I love his business background. I love that he had been involved in several facets of the insurance industry, not just one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he's going to bring that practicality to that office, take away a little bit of the politics of it, and go get to work for us.
You mentioned governmental reform. That's a big topic. There's a lot of ground to cover underneath there. Reading from the website, Dixon believes the government should be kept out of the way of citizens and small business owners. Eliminating red tape must be a top priority for state legislators and the executive branch. This is one that a lot have promised. I don't know if we're going, if the follow through has ever actually been there. How do you get there?
So I think, you know, like I said there, the red tape, anytime that a business owner, and I'm lucky to be in my job that I work every day, financial advisor, representing small businesses, the owners and the people that work in there, how many times I hear from them, man, we had to go through this process to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, why? Why are we doing that? I actually notarized for a plumber a couple weeks ago. I had to notarize his plumber sheet here in town. I said, hey, man, I just got to ask, if you were in Mississippi or Alabama, would you have to be doing this? He said, no. So there's another form of red tape that we're just causing someone a little extra delay to get into the workforce. And every time we hear one of those, and I promise you hear them from people all the time, whether it's the guy that has to store inventory, just the inventory tax that he has to do and things like
that. So ridiculous.
How about that? So you hear, lucky to be in the position I'm in, to hear directly from those business owners, and they'll tell you, hey, if you got rid of this or helped reduce this, it would help my business. Helping my business helps my employees. My employees can make more. I can get out there, more tax dollars, more dollars are spent in the community, and then the economy takes off.
Friend of mine not too long ago bought what was a closing down salad shop.
You have a friend?
One or two.
Okay.
Bought what was a closing down salad shop and tried to turn it into, get this, a salad shop, and ran into like brick wall after brick wall after brick wall of red tape, red tape, red tape, to the point where it was no longer economically feasible to continue the project. It's like, I'm going to turn a salad shop into a salad shop. Yep. I'm not reinventing the wheel here. It's just, it's unbelievably infuriating. I don't know why these little things like this, they make sense to you and me, but we don't seem to be able to cross that threshold.
I think we will. I think so far you've seen, if you read all the other reports, the websites of all the other candidates that are running, we might have up to over 30 new candidates in the House this year. And
oh,
most
yeah.
of us are going to be probably Republicans like me, hopefully, business-backed Republican, conservative Republicans that want to get in there and want to make that change. So us as a group, if we can come together as a freshman class, you kind of don't want to call us freshmen, but a new class can get in there and say, hey, this is going to be one of our initiatives. We're going to go in there, we're going to do a red tape bill or something like that. I think we'll get it done.
Along with the freshman class comes energy. And we saw it with the last round as well. After a couple of sessions, things got a little hairy. But when they first came out the blocks the last time around, there was that same vibe, that same energy as well. Before we get you out of here, and I ask this of every first-time candidate to be sure, how's the campaign trail been?
Campaign trail's awesome. Absolutely love it. Walking doors, knocking on doors, talking to people, raising money. Absolutely love it. It's when you're already, I've been in the community a long time, I've emceed a lot of events, volunteered for a lot of people, and then just the little connections you see, right? Like, my fifth grade basketball coach lives in my district. My pediatrician lives in my district. And all the people, that's one of the reasons I'm running. When we added in Pollard, Ruzon, South Downs,
mm-hmm.
as a St. Aloysius Catholic High guy,
mm-hmm.
to represent the family and friends that you grew up with,
mm-hmm.
it's been great, been energizing. And all the texts you get, early, you know, people have already started voting. 65 and older have already gotten their ballots
yeah.
if they requested it. And getting those texts with your name checked off has been fantastic.
And, of course, you know, you picked the hottest summer on record to go out there and go door-to-door. He's Dixie McMakin, running for state representative in District 68. Early voting opens tomorrow. As I give the disclaimer every single time, you're a candidate running in any race out there, hit me up. It's an open door. We have an open door policy around here. So whatever you're running for, email me, brian.haldane@garrettmedia.com. We will get you on. Dixon, I greatly appreciate the time.
Thank you.